Lowe'sTireCenter.com today.
Trying to stand his ground. He has been booted off the ballot in Chicago. You know, he wants to be the mayor of Chicago, and by all the polls, he has the lead to be the guy to be elected. But now what's happened is an appellate court has said, no, 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 you have to actually reside in the city for 1 year before the election. That's where we start here on America Tonight. The politics just outside of the Beltway. Oh, there's so many jokes to be had when it comes to Chicago and the way they play there. But Emanuel's team filed papers with the Illinois Supreme Court to request a stay to actually allow ballots to be printed with his name on them, because the way it stands now, these ballots are going to be printed and his name's not going to be on it. So Emanuel filing that petition asked for the leave, get time for the appeal. Wednesday, the actual appeal and brief would be filed. Then you get a response from the Chicago Board of Elections on Friday. So a couple of days, early voting after all is set to begin on Monday, but the Supreme Court has the option. They can delay the early voting. Rahm Emanuel has said there's no doubt he's going to end up on the ballot for mayor of Chicago after this court declared him ineligible. He says, hey, we're going to prevail. During his press conference, he said, I have no doubt. As my father used to say, nothing is ever easy in life. This is just one turn in the road. I heard he was furious. Of course he was furious. And you couldn't even discuss the words that he used. So he's certainly the front runner, or is considered to be the front runner, to replace Daley in that February 22nd election. But not if he's not on the ballot. If he's not on the ballot, you know, so sorry, you can't run for mayor. What's interesting is he's running for mayor of Chicago, and listen, it is kind of BS, isn't it? Because if the rules say you have to live there for 1 year, don't you think you should have to live there for 1 year? I mean, if I want to be the mayor of some city in the United States and everybody else has to play by those rules, sorry, Rahm. I mean, I get it. You want to be mayor, okay, whatever. But to me, what will most likely happen is, because it depends on whose pockets are lined where, so think about it, the Illinois Supreme Court will probably, I'm sure, overturn it and he'll get on the ballot. But is that really fair? Of course it's not fair, because he shouldn't be able to do that. Is it a technicality? No, it's more than a technicality. any of us, any of you listening to me, if you had political designs and you wanted to run for mayor, check. And I guarantee you have to have a residence there. I mean, otherwise we could be carpetbaggers and just pick up as we please. Oh, that's been done in the past. And decide that we want to run for office in wherever city we decide we have the best chance to win. You know, to me, it's a shame because the rules are the rules in this case. So, look, a White House insider gets to break them, but none of us would get to break them. It's just the typical big Chicago machine running, churning, and burning the way it does. And I don't think there's any, he's right. I don't think there's much of a chance they're going to say, forget it. I think that, he's going to be able to run for mayor. But it really, he shouldn't be able to. And I'd say serves him right. It's just BS. I mean, so he's a Chicago native. He's a Chicago native, but he wasn't living there. That's the thing. You know, I grew up in Jersey. Am I living there right now? When was the last time I lived there? I'm just saying. Is it fair? Is it fair? What do you think? Or do you not care because the politics in Chicago are so bloody dirty anyway? Who cares? And the other people who are running, they're not like, you know, clean all the way down from head to toe either. Let's just say that. So it's pretty twisted all the way around. In the polls, he has the best chance of winning. Trust me, something will happen here. Something will happen that will be lifted, and he'll end up getting it because I think the Illinois Supreme Court will rule in his favor. Let's just say that's what I think happens. All right, big news on the day, sadly, happened earlier in Moscow. Suicide bomb attacks at the airport. 35 people dead at this point. They're still sticking with 35, but over 150 were also wounded. I mean, just carnage. It looked like you were in a war zone. And I saw some of the video. Just terrible, terrible stuff. It was an arrival point at the airport. So, you know, think about it. Arrival point. Taxis, people waiting to just get out of planes and get home or go to wherever they're going. And here we are, a year before the presidential elections. What they're saying is that they're going to hit all kinds of targets, and they're also going to aim for the 2014 Winter Olympics. And some of the people who were killed, by the way, were foreigners, people who arrived from other countries. You had in the hospital Italians, Germans, people who were from France. So the embassies are scrambling trying to figure out who's there. I mean, who are the wounded people and, you know, whatnot to make sense of it, but try to break down what happened. And they believe the suicide bomber, they found his head. So there you go. There's the, they think because of looking at the evidence already that they have, it looked like he was rigged up with a belt that just, he hit a trigger and that was, it walked in. Had the explosives, went off, everything was rigged up. And of course, in light of this, what you're getting is it's outrageous. It's, you know, we're going to have to tighten security at these airports. And it's not going to be just, I think, in Europe. It's going to be in other places that they're going to look for different things now. But with the boarding security, how that's increasing in the main terminal now, you know, think of where the bomber wants to hit, where you can hit the most people. So the arrivals That makes sense, but it doesn't make any sense that someone would do that. Just sick. Stay with us.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extend.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Way is the first cold-temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
That's probably how Rahm Emanuel felt during the day when he found out. Rob, you're not on the ballot, baby. You got to prove that you've been a resident here for at least a year, but we think you've been in Washington. No, he's like a clone. There's the Rahm that's in Chicago, and then there's the other Rahm that's in Washington. Try to convince them of that. I think the Supreme Court in Illinois probably goes in his favor anyway, so it's a moot point. Sam in Montreal. Hello.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Very well, my friend, and we are thick into the hockey season right now.
Right.
But still, I think you need a couple of months, then it gets juicier, really.
For sure, for sure. You were mentioning about Romney in Chicago. Unfortunately, here in Canada, especially when it comes to federal politics, what the leader of the party can do is he can what they call parachute in a candidate. So let's say if I'm running for the X party, the leader could say, okay, we're going to drop you into a guaranteed win in, you know, let's say Ontario or British Columbia. So it's not, you know, it's completely different in Canadian politics than it is, you know, like in American politics. So,
wow, they just parachute someone. So like if I moved to Canada and I just become a Canadian, you could parachute me in.
Right, yeah. I mean, the leader.
Wow.
The leader. Yeah. So, you know, like Stephen Harper.
I don't think I like that. Do you like that?
But unfortunately, when for a Canadian, prime minister, it's not based on the percentage or the electoral college; it's the number of seats. So, some cases, if you want, like in some cases, if Harper wants to drop, you know, wants to try and win a certain seat, say, you know, in Toronto, or as we like to call it, Loserville.
That's what I love how you beat up on Toronto.
Yeah, Loserville. He might try and drop in like a quote unquote star candidate. You know, like, you know, famous, you know, either one of the parties will, you know, try and get like a famous, famous like actor or like in one of the Toronto ridings, the, one of Toronto's ridings represented by former Montreal Canadian goalie Ken Dryden. So, you know, here in Canada, so that's the way it's worth. It's not like, with Romney in Chicago. Besides, I thought the Daly family had a stronghold on Chicago politics.
That's right. They got to produce offspring. At all costs, they have to have somebody they can pick up for the next person. You're right. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, even when I was a little boy, I remembered Daly Sr., you know, had a control on Chicago politics. And then his son, I'm surprised he doesn't have a grandson running for mayor yet.
Eventually, someday.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chicago politics, you're right.
Yeah.
You gotta have it. You gotta be really locked in. There's no parachuting in.
Right.
There's no parachuting in as an outsider. You have to know people, in other words.
Oh, yeah. And tonight here in Montreal, it's a balmy 0 degrees.
Compared
to last night when it was minus 15.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, in fact, some of the homeless shelters have been asking people, you know, donate canisters of coffee because, you know, they were running out of, coffee, and they've been keeping their shelters open, you know, 24/7 until this cold snap breaks. You know,
it's tough. That's tough to go. I mean, I feel for you because we're complaining in our satellite facility when we get to, like, 28 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, my Canadians, your Flyers. So,
Canadians, Flyers. Okay. I say the Flyers take that one. What do you think?
4-2.
You're going to say the Canadians. 4-2.
It's
the reverse. 4-2. 4-3.
4-2 for your Flyers. I know we got that kid, James Wisniewski, from the Islanders, but still, I mean, Carey Price can only go so far.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. That'll be fun. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next time around. Make sure you call me Slammin' Sammy.
Okay.
Huge hockey head. Gotta love Sam giving us the weather report. But the parachuting in, that was priceless. I think that seems rather unfair to me. Then you're cherry picking who you want in certain spots. Let's go to Davis in Dallas. Hi, Davis.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, that's weird. You're an Eagles fan and you're wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers shirt.
Well, I have family in Tampa and they're big Buck fans, so I get the sweatshirt. The giant, the warm sweatshirt because I have no sweatshirts because I live in Dallas where normally it's not so cold.
I know. I live here too.
You got it.
By the way, the one thing about Chicago, that Chicago guy that's trying to get in, for mayor, it's just like what's going to happen is just like the idiot that's in the Oval Office right now. He's in there. There's no proof that he's from this country, born in this country. Now, if you ask me, I think you should be vice president and Jack from Australia should be president if that's the case. If he can get in there and do all that crap, I think Jack should be able to do it too, with you as his vice president.
I like how you make me the vice president. I'm the naturalized citizen, but make me the vice president. But that's okay.
Well, no. Well, you know, it's kind of like that movie, Air Force One.
Yeah.
Where Glenn Close is the vice president.
Oh, that's a good movie. I actually like that movie.
Yeah. I have it somewhere. I don't know where. Somehow or another, I think I left it on one of my charter buses. My movies and they kind of disappeared. I have pretty much filled up one of those 308 sleeves.
Yeah.
DVDs. I had it almost filled up, and now it's disappeared. I don't know where it is. But
oh, wow.
Yeah. And by the way, 14 points, Green Bay is going to kick the Steelers to the curb.
Really? So you say, forget it, Big Ben, forget that defense, no way.
No. Green Bay is going to do it. Now, I will come back and eat my words if the Steelers actually pull it off. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it. They did a really good job against the ones that they played, and Green Bay did a good job on the others. Now, what I hear a rumor. I want you to confirm or deny this, okay? mm-hmm. you have people up there in the White or in D.C. Is it true that that idiot novice is going to be coming down here anyway, even though the Bears didn't make it to the Super Bowl? Is he still going to come down here?
There is a rumor. There is. It's funny that you bring that up. There is a rumor that the president still might come down for the Super Bowl. But, boy, I don't think you want to see that happen. I just think that's a bad idea already with the amount of security.
I already know what it was like preseason over there. It's a nightmare
yes.
as far as traffic. It's going to be worse if you're here. And security, it's going to be so tight. I wouldn't be surprised if they do cavity searches.
Cavity searches, yeah. I mean, seriously, you make a point, though. It's the security already is crazy, and then you can multiply that, and then trying to get all those people in, yeah, it'll be a nightmare. I don't know if he'll do it or not. I mean, he's coming off the State of the Union Tuesday. You're right. I had somebody that told me they thought that was going to happen. Somebody that actually knows Obama pretty well that thinks he still might want to come down for it, but I don't know. We'll see. It was all about Chicago.
There was a joke about that, too.
Right.
If Obama comes down to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Jerry Jones is going to charge him so much just to let him in there, it's not going to be funny. He could pay, he could charge Obama, or I should say, us taxpayers, because we pay for it anyway,
right.
enough money to pay off Arlington what he owes them for the stadium, and it'd be his stadium. Granted, Jerry Jones put some of his own money in, but he still has other backers as well. So, he could turn around and get more tax money out of us because when they pay
security.
Obama, it's our tax money.
Yeah.
He's over there in the Oval Office. And I really don't. And I will tell you this, too. I have talked to several of my Army buddies that are down in Fort Hood and across the nation.
Right.
They do not consider him the commander-in-chief. They call him the boss. That's it.
Wow, that's an interesting tidbit. That's an interesting tidbit from Fort Hood that you've got soldiers that are saying he's not really the commander-in-chief, he's the boss. Davis, thanks for the call. And he brought up a couple of interesting things. One, Obama still might go to the Super Bowl. What do you think about that?
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish of M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Memorabilia night here on America Tonight. Just showing you some of the cool things we have at the satellite facility here for the Big Bad Show. And if you go to AmericaTonight.net, you can see on camera the 1999 Stanley Cup, one of the pucks. Mike Modano, my old pal, has signed this puck. And I don't know. It's funny. He's somebody who was a little bit interested in politics. We were just having that conversation with Davis in Dallas, who boldly decided to throw out that Green Bay was going to win by at least 14 points. Let me just tell you this. I doubt it. I can't even believe that Green Bay is favored in this matchup, and only by a handful of points. I am no fan of Big Ben anymore. But I don't believe that the Steelers are going to lay in the weeds, and this is going to be some kind of a layup for Green Bay. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be Green Bay's game. And I heard that the stadium overwhelmingly is going to be filled with those Steeler fans. Now, the Green Bay does have great fans. I mean, they really do. So you might. It's not that you're not going to see any Green Bay fans, but I think you're going to see more Steeler fans than Green Bay fans. That's my two cents. All right, so one of the other things that Davis said is that his friends that are at Fort Hood do not consider Obama commander-in-chief. They call him the boss. Well, commander-in-chief goes along with being president, right? So if you're the president, And people, you know, we live in the United States of America. That's the brilliance of this country. We can say and think and do as we please. The military, they got tight rules. And I don't think the military, the commanders would enjoy hearing that. But certainly the people who serve are also entitled to their own opinions. But wouldn't you think Obama would consider that a big fat slap in the face, I think he would. I think he would consider it a slap in the face. Do you think people considered Bush more the commander-in-chief or Obama more the commander-in-chief? Or maybe neither one of them? I don't know, because, you know, there's that thing about serving. And you think of presidents who served, the Eisenhowers, for example. And then you think of presidents who haven't served. Had an interesting conversation, and because he brought this up, Davis kind of in a weird way brought this up, I'm going to throw it out quickly. I have a friend who's married to an Israeli guy, and we would have this conversation often. So you go off to college in the United States or elsewhere, or, you know, go and decide to have whatever career you want to decide you're going to have. But in Israel, of course, you have to serve in the army for a couple of years. You have to. It's mandatory unless there's absolutely some physical reason that you cannot serve. So if everybody had to serve, first of all, how do you think that would go over? Do you think that would go over? And would that change the way that we look at the military? I mean, I have the utmost respect for people who serve. I will just tell you that. Absolutely. And I've had many people in my family who have served in the military proudly, and made mega sacrifices. Some were right there in the thick of it, others not, but serving overseas. So I can't tell you seriously the respect that I have for people in all branches of the military for sacrifices that are made and everything else. I mean, just let me say that. All right, let's go to Don, who's waiting in the wings in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Before I forget, I think I know why Obama might want to go to the Super Bowl. See, that way he'll be around somebody who actually has a lower approval rating than him. Jerry Jones. You know that thing in Russia today, terrible.
Yes.
You know, and I hate to say, I don't want this to come across wrong. I really wish it was one of those wacko jihadist, you know, Arabs, you know, that thinks he's getting his 73 virgins or whatever for doing what he did. I mean, I wish it hadn't happened at all, of course, but most likely it's probably going to be a Chechen, you know, and that's where Russia's been having the problems with.
Yes.
But I was thinking if it was an Arab psycho terrorist, then maybe we could point it out to, you know, the Russians that, look, your people just got blown up by your own money because you're the ones buying the Iranian oil. You're the ones supporting Iran. You're the reason why we haven't been able to go into Iran and wipe this regime off the map, you know, and stop all the bad crap going on in the Middle East. You know, the Iranians are funding it with their oil money, and the Russians don't care, you know. So, it's interesting, but unfortunately, like I said, most likely this is going to be a Chechen rebel that, you know, decided to do this, and then we'll start having, you know, Russians will go in and start bombing Chechnya again, and, you know, and we'll be protesting it, and, you know, but maybe not. They'll find out who did it. You know, we don't know yet.
No.
But hey, did anyone win this weekend on the?
Nobody won.
I can't believe it. Those were some good scores. 21-14. You think somebody would have picked that? So the Jets the Pack and the it was 21-14 that game, right? So,
yeah, nobody picked it. Nobody picked either one of the games. Because you could have picked two, so nobody picked either one.
Yeah, well, you had double chances there. So, well, maybe somebody will get lucky for the Super Bowl. So
there you go.
But anyway, though, well, listen, Kate, I've been wanting to share this with you. I came up with this last week, and unfortunately just didn't have the time. But, you know, there's eight divisions in the NFL, four teams in each, and three of the teams in those divisions have won Super Bowls. And I've always wanted to be the first division to say that we're the division of champions, you know, because everybody in the division won the Super Bowl, meaning my Cowboys, you know, the Redskins, the Giants. But then there's this team called the Eagles, and God knows why I mean, Kate, I actually rooted for you guys against the Patriots a couple of years back, you know? I was like, I wanted to be the division of champions. And, you know, and you're a wonderful person, you know, I love you. And you know Tony Bruno, I think you know him too.
Yeah.
He's from the Philly area, I love him, he's great. You guys got great food. I mean, you know, the city of brotherly love, your Phillies, your Flyers, your Sixers, you know, they've won their championships, but there's something wrong with this football team. They're losers. And you just don't, and you can't
they're losers. I can tell you what it is. It's that idiot Andy Reid. I'm sick of him covering up the walrus mustache and calling the same plays.
Come on, Kate. It's gone back way before that. You know what I mean? Come on. Vermeer was there for a while. There's just something about him. So I've been puzzled by it. I've been thinking about it. And City of Brotherly Love, their football team kept winning. I figured out where the problem is. I've got the solution, Kate, for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
What's the solution?
Well, you know, the eagle is actually a carnivorous bird. They're very, if you've ever been close to one at all, they're very mean. They're very ornery. They're not like a parakeet, you know, or a parrot. You know, these things will peck your eye out in a heartbeat, you know. And they're just a mean, carnivorous bird. And somehow that doesn't match with the city of brotherly love. So I thought, well, they've got to change their name. They've got to have a new mascot. They got to be a different name, something everybody would love. And so I decided if you add a B to the front of the word, you guys can become the Philadelphia Beagles.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice. That's kind of you. So kind.
That's a cute little fun puppy. A little doggy. I mean, you know, and you all can have the little dog noses, you know, kind of like they do over in Cleveland. Well, that doesn't work for him, buddy.
No, I don't think that's going to work too well for the Eagles.
Hey, you got friends over there. You tell him the greatest cowboy homer of all time will change his allegiance. He will change his allegiance to the Philadelphia Eagles if we change the name.
That's likely. Again. Jeffrey Lurie will jump all over that. Anything to make some money. Let's change the name Beagles. Are you kidding? The implication for Beagles. You have to have lost your mind.
The city of brotherly love and lovable dog. Come on. There you got it. See, that's the winning combination there. So, anyway, though.
Crazy.
Anyway, I went out to the Bay Area this weekend for the funeral for my friend. And it was pretty. Yeah. It was fun to go there and listen to some of the stories that I hadn't heard about. And the guy who just lived not a really wild life, but just, you know, just a fantastic life. And there was about 800 people there. And it was nice 70-degree weather, and, you know, it's like, damn, going around in my shirt, and I'm just kind of like, man, this is a nice break if it's only for a day, you know. But maybe sometime this week I can tell you a couple of the stories. Cause it was.
Do it. Call us back. Call us back and tell us some of the stories.
Oh, he really had he escaped death twice by absolute pure luck, you know. And but anyway, though, 92 is a good long life. I'm just blessed that I got to know the man. He was a good friend of mine. Well, I'm going to let you go, Kate, and we'll catch up
right.
later in the week.
All right, call us tomorrow. Give us those stories. That's a long life. Thank you. You think of Jack LaLanne dying into his 90s, deep into his 90s. I thought that guy was going to make it to 100. And is some of it genetic? Is some of it what you're eating? Is some of it exercise? Is it some of it a happy life? Is it, you know, what is it that you have people that have, you hear these tales where they're in their 90s and they're driving to the store. They're not in a home. They're completely lucid, doing crossword puzzles, doing whatever. And then you hear of other people much, much younger who are struggling with memory and other things. And, you know, that's the mystery. And there is no exact answer for that one that I can come up with, I'll tell you that. On the flip side, did you know we got a whole bunch of them for you? Hang tight, everybody.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
That happened over the day. One, Jared Lee Loeffner pled not guilty to those Tucson shootings. Gee, what a surprise. He lawyered up, and his lawyer is going to make sure that he doesn't fry in the desert. She's excellent at doing that, keeping people out of the gas chamber. And the suspect says nothing in federal court, pretty much. The plea is entered in his behalf. Not a surprise that that's the direction that that took. Of course he was going to do that. And like I said, Judy Clark is his lawyer, and he might have been shackled and smiling and nodding and chatting with his lawyer. But to me, what they're going to do is say that he was mentally disturbed and that he was erratic leading up to the shooting, and this way, pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. If he's successful, he would avoid the death penalty. He'd go instead to a mental health facility, and he'd go there instead of prison. You know, they're worried about him getting picked off. Eight U.S. Marshals were at the hearing in the courthouse in Phoenix, because it was in Phoenix. So they're being cautious with moving him around, or the possibilities of what could possibly, I guess, happen. And there's still some more charges. There's probably going to be some other federal charges that are going to be filed against him in the end. But that was one of the things that happened earlier in the day. Okay, here's another one for you in case you missed this. This is an interesting story from earlier, a huge story, really, outside of the Beltway, and we've been talking about it, but just in case you just tuned in right now, I mean, it's kind of a laugher. Rahm Emanuel, right? Here's a good did you know. Did you know right now he's not on the ballot for mayor of Chicago? Yep, you can't make that stuff up. He's not on the ballot. And the reason why is because the appellate court said, no, you have to live there for a year and a couple of other things. So he is appealing to the Illinois Supreme Court. What do you think the chances are the Supreme Court will give him the stay he needs, put him on the ballot, and it'll be like it never happened? I'll tell you what, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Politics as usual in Chicago. Here's another did you know. I don't watch much of daytime TV, but if you did watch daytime TV, then you would know that Oprah had a teary-eyed Monday show where she revealed that she has a sister, that she met her half-sister on Thanksgiving. So, wow, how'd they keep that secret for so long? With the tabloids crawling around trying to find out anything and everything about anybody famous, and especially Oprah, for the longest time they tried to get any kind of scoop they could on her, and her sister, one sister, sold her out and talked about the fact that she had gotten pregnant when she was 14 or whatever. But now they've got these documents that showed that Oprah's mother gave up a daughter that is her half-sister. I didn't see the show. Like I said, I'm not much for the daytime TV, but I did read about it. So I wonder if that's going to be a ratings bonanza or not. Pretty tough now in that ratings game to keep up with these reality shows and trying to come up with something new, bigger, and badder. Here's another did you know, and it's a sad one. We have been talking about this as well, but this is for those that just tripped on to us. And it has to do with Russia and the bomb that went off in Moscow. Here's what P.J. Crowley had to say from our State Department.
We stand with the people of Russia at this moment of sorrow, and we offer our deepest sympathy to the families and the loved ones of those injured and killed. We will continue to work with Russia and the international community to combat violent extremism that threatens peace-loving people everywhere. We have offered support to the Russian government if it need be to help bring these perpetrators to justice.
All right, bring them to justice. Who is it? Chechen rebels? Is it Islamic terrorists? Who is it? Bottom line is that doesn't help the families who had their lives ripped apart going to get whoever it was they were getting from the airport at the arrivals. That's where this suicide bomber decided to blow himself up and take out 35 people and injure at least 150 others. Teresa patiently waiting for us in a virtual hold. Teresa in Missouri, hello. All right, she left us. She said, I'm tired of this. I'm waiting to take off, so I'm going to move on. If you call in, I'll give you a free pass. That means we just go to you right away. How's that? All right, a couple of other things here for the Did You Know category. I know often I do sports shorts on this show. You all know that I like sports and follow sports. The Australian Open is going on right now, and I've been catching bits and pieces of it, and the last match that I happen to get a little bit of, I'm a big Roger Federer fan, just because if you know anything about tennis and you watch the guy's ground strokes, phenomenal, and the speed, he's 29 years old, which is almost an old man in tennis terms when you think of the young guys coming up behind him, but he still has it, and he moves from side to side like you wouldn't believe, and even up to the net. and with his drop shots and whatnot. So he rolls into the Aussie Open semifinals, which I think is good news for the tennis fans in Australia and elsewhere who might be spending some time watching the Swiss superstar. He's trying to become the first man to win the tournament 5 times. And just like that, it's just like Disneyland. She has that fast pass, the free pass, we call it. Teresa from Missouri, you got the floor. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Oh, all kinds of things.
Go for it.
Well, I kind of liked your comments. And, you know, the last thing was, before I got cut off, was Oprah.
Yeah, and the sister, the half-sister.
Oh, my gosh, have you watched her network?
Is the network good or terrible?
In my opinion, it's horrible.
They show
the same shows over and over.
I think that people either like Oprah or don't like her, but she has a fan base for sure. And so they want to see her. I don't know that they want to see all these other people. That's probably part of the problem.
She's got Nate and Dr. Phil and, you know. Yeah,
right.
It's okay. It's you know what? It's really good for people that work retail that get off at like 1 or 2 in the morning and there's absolutely nothing but buy show. You know, what do they call those shows?
Right. Shopping. The QVC, the shopping. Yeah.
And so at least there's a show on. So you're forced to watch it.
Right. I gotcha. But otherwise you say no, not so great.
Actually, not so great. But she's gone downhill. I mean, she's all spiritual. You know, I'm spiritual, too. Hey, who were you picking in the Super Bowl?
Pittsburgh.
Me, too. All right.
I think it's Pittsburgh. I don't see Green Bay. I love that people are jumping on the Green Bay bandwagon, and they're so loud and proud, and they're so wrong, Teresa. You and I are on the right side.
Yes, but they wear cheese on their heads.
There's something wrong with that. Yeah, there's something wrong with that right there. You just said it right there. They wear cheese on their heads. Yes.
But I had to thank you for letting me on. I'm really intelligent and I have a lot to say, but the guy that I was chatting to bet me that I couldn't get through, and so I just thought I'd call.
Sweet. You got through. You were a good caller. Thanks for the call. That was good. Good stuff. How about that? All right, just like Teresa, you know you can always call this show, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Send me your thoughts.
Beckham now knocked half to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlin twice, and they call absolutely nothing.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.